Hello, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Hey, Scott. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Thursday?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Ready for Friday, brother. Almost here.
I know.
Yes, sir. So the reason I'm reaching out to you, we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard for more information regarding Google Guarantee. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, I did. I almost forgot about it. I think I had requested a 10 o'clock call this morning, but that's fine because I'm not that busy right at the present. Let me ask you a few questions that I don't understand. I'm new at it. So I guess my first question is, like, these leads, I was just scrolling down and looking at some of the leads. So every lead that I get, I'm pretty sure you have the track on it, and then I can review it, play it back, and I was just going over that.
Correct.
So is there a way to clear those out?
So there's not a way to clear them out. They're going to be there for your tracking. But, like, let's say it's like a solicitor, right, or somebody calling trying to sell you something or, like, a spam call, you could always block the contact. Like, there'll be, like, a little block sign in the top right-hand corner. You should be able to click that.
Yeah, I got all that. I just didn't know if there's a way to, like, I mean, is this going to keep a record of this for the whole year, or is there
some
point?
Yes, it will.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it'll keep a record of every single call that came through on your call tracking. Correct.
Okay, so there's no clearing that up. I just thought it would free up some space, maybe. Okay, next question. I'm seeing a lot about this. We have designed this ad. What does it say? We have a new ad for you for Google, la da 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 da. Is that something that I can look at, or how does that
Let me
work?
Take a look. Did you get that via email, or?
Yeah.
Okay, because I work on the Google Guaranteed side, but I do have access to your client dashboard and all the email sent. So let me take a look at what you got. Give me 1 second. It said something about a new ad, huh?
Yeah, it's I get this a lot, and it'll say we have designed a new ad. Where did I say that at? I'll read it to you.
Okay.
I think it's under website editor.
Okay, under website editor. Let's see here. Web editor. Well, I'm going into your web editor now, too. Because I'm not seeing any emails about ads other than, like, the Facebook ads, you know? So let me take a look. We made a new
ad. Well, let me back up. This might have come as a text message. But and I want to ask you about this. When I pull up my Local Splash dashboard, and at the very top, the very first thing in a box, and this is probably old, but it says, our last SMS to you failed. Please review your cell phone number. So,
right. I noticed that. I was going to ask you about it. So give me one quick second. Let me go into the SMSs and see. Okay. Let's see. Local Splash. Scott, you received leads. Yeah, they are failing. So let me verify the cell phone that we have on file. Have the 704-932-6878 number is the cell phone. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. So that's the issue. So it needs to be the 704-363-5491 number, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So give me a second. Let me change that on file here. Okay.
That's not going to mess up anything, is it? Actually, that is an office line, but it's a landline. It will not take a text message.
Okay. Got it. So I'll put that in the notes in 1 second here about the office line. Let me just update the cell phone on file. That way we can make sure all text messages are getting through to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I updated it. So let me see. Let me go back into your dashboard. Let me make sure that red banner is gone. Refresh.
I mean, should I hit update or something on my end, or just leave it alone?
I hit update for you, so it should be good. But it might, because the last text didn't go through, it might still show up there. So I'm going to send you a text right now and see if that clears it. One quick second. I'm just sending you my direct line and extension. So, all right. And hit send. Let's see here. All right.
And I feel like an open book with you guys. Everything I do now, you guys listen and hear and track, and I'm like, good grief. I don't have a person line anymore.
Yeah, so the tracking system, we don't sit there and, like, monitor every single call, you know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, listen, man, nobody knows this, but I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm a bivocational pastor at a very small church. So
good stuff.
I get a lot of calls on this line, and I'm like, oh, dear, did I mess up? But I'm probably going to get some other line for that to handle that because of this, but I had no clue. You guys can, I mean, I'm an open book, man. You're getting into all my stuff.
we don't sit there and listen to every call, though. It's just tracking's there for your purposes. Like, if you, like, miss an address or miss the phone number or something, you know what I'm saying? It'll let you, like, go back and listen to the tracking. A lot of my clients don't even do that, you know? So, you know, it's there for, you know, to make sure that you're getting the calls and stuff. So it's weird, I hit update on it. I sent you a text that went through, or at least it shows me it went through on my end, but that red banner is still showing up. So I'll message our tech support side so that they can have, now it's gone, so we're good.
Yeah, I got it, Daniel Nelson. I just got it, Local Splash, Daniel
Nelson. Yes, sir. In the Google Guarantee Department, yeah. And now if you refresh that tracking system, it should be gone now, you know.
Now I got something here. Great news, we have created a Google post that will help with visibility, customer interaction. Mm-hmm. Check it out on your dashboard, and we're sorry there are no available appointments within the next 2 months. We'll keep the current appointment scheduled. Please call. This is old. So this is what I've been getting. What is this that we're talking here? Local Splash, we got great news. This is old stuff that just all of it just piled in on me here now.
Oh, because I updated the phone. Yep, because I updated the phone number is what it looks like. Okay. So the post that we sent, that's just for your Google search engine optimization, right? So we'll do regular posts. That way you're able to rank organically. So it's just part of the process that we do. And then what they're telling you is in the dashboard, you could check the post out, basically, you know.
How do I do that?
So let me take a look here. Boom, 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 boom. Google Insights. Bear with me, because I work on the Google Guaranteed side, so I'm just trying to see how I get to this thing. Let's see, new posts. Where is it at? Oh, here. I think it's right here. Posts. When I go into posts, there's a post section, but when I go into it, it says zero posts. I think this is posts for you, though. So give me 1 second. Let me look at the text, and I might have to get you a tech support person, you know, just a heads up.
Yeah, I've been wondering about it because I've been thinking I'm supposed to be doing something on my end or something's going on here that I need to follow up with, and I'm not able to understand. So that was the purpose for me calling you, though, was to figure this Google post that helps with visibility.
Right. Okay. So let me do this real quick. Let me message our tech side because you're available right now. So let me see if I have anybody, okay?
Okay.
One quick second here.
Man, you're fast. I can hear that.
Yeah, I type 80 words per minute, man. Yeah, for sure. I see my dad, he'll be like typing with like two fingers, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're a lot like my son. My son was helping me with a lot of this kind of stuff, and he actually moved to Ohio. He's in college, but I was like in the dark, man, with all this. He's more savvy. I'm just kind of old school and almost at a retirement age. I'm not quite ready, but things have gotten, oh my goodness, you really got to know what you're doing anymore. Or I tell you what, the local splash, you guys have been very straightforward. There's a lot of, pardon the French, crooks in this, and
right.
You know what I mean, there's a lot of
right.
people that promise you and you don't know, but y'all right. made it pretty simple, and it's very well strategically organized with your, so that makes it easier for guys like me.
I appreciate that. You know, I've been with this company 6 years, and we've been in business mm-hmm. 18 years. I worked for two other SEO companies before this, and it's
yeah.
just night and day, man. Like,
our
yeah. CEO here is amazing. Like, just all the work they put in and the organization, like
right.
you mentioned. So
yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. But when we're onboarding like new clients, we run into that a ton where they got like scammed by another company or something.
Oh yeah.
So, you
I mean,
know,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, man.
Yeah. And they promise you that, you know, I mean, I've had them tell me everything from, you'll be on front page in the next week to it'll take over, 12 months, it'll take 24 months, it'll,
right.
and I never even get anything going, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous, and
right.
you guys come on and you communicate very well, you know, you keep me abreast of what you're doing, and I like this, actually, I don't like the tracking for the personal side, but I love it for the business side, so,
right.
you know what I'm saying, so,
yeah.
you know, it's good in that regard, because I mean, that's what we're doing it for anyway, business. So
Absolutely.
The communication's good, but.
No, I get it. You being a pastor, too, like having the calls tracked and people.
Oh, yeah.
God, I get it. I get it. But
yeah.
we don't sit there and, like, listen, you know, just so you know. But, you know,
yeah.
you have
I haven't told anybody.
Like,
you know, and they even asked me up front. They said, would you like a tracker on? I said, well, you know what? If that helps to organize this and keep
right.
up with the flow of things, yeah, go ahead. You know, so. But I don't know how much of this tracking on this dashboard, I guess it's unlimited on the storage. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so it's unlimited, but I believe on the tech side, ask them about that too, because they may be able to clear it from their end. I know I can
okay.
on my side though, you know,
okay.
because I work in the Google Guaranteed, like the lead
okay.
program that we offer, you know, so,
cool.
So let me notate in here for them too. Client has questions about posts.
When you say, can I talk while you type?
Yeah, of
Are
course.
You good with that? Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say, when you use the terminology, the tech on the one you're talking to. Okay. So when you talk that way, are you saying that when I pull up this dashboard, that the little thing down here for the live chat, is that who I would talk to about it and just click on
yeah
that?
You can do that too
okay.
yeah and a live agent will talk to you in our
yeah.
you know I just message that side though so I'm trying to get somebody over
okay.
Okay. Sometimes it just takes a little while for them to get back to me if they're swamped especially too you know
yeah okay
yeah.
Well I mean I could have saved you all that I didn't realize that's what you were doing but I'm sitting here looking at it and I'm thinking he's probably trying to do this little square down here with the person here and it's a live chat and I'm thinking I could have saved him a lot of time right here.
I actually messaged in our system over here, so I'm trying to grab you a live agent, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah.
I told you I was old school, so I don't know these things. But I have been seeing that, and I thought, well, you know, I probably ought to just go to that. And if you hadn't called, that was probably what I was going to do, to ask about this
right.
Google post that I'm interested in just knowing what that is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And were you interested in Google Guaranteed, too? Did you want me to go through that platform with you?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, yeah. While we wait for them to respond, I'll go ahead and touch on that now. So Google Guaranteed, what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. It really is the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. So these leads on Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
Okay.
And it comes through via phone call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you only pay for qualified leads, okay? Meaning,
mm-hmm.
if you schedule an estimate with the lead, so when they call, if you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry.
Sometimes we do, yeah. Sometimes it comes to that, yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay, so if you give them an estimate or schedule an estimate or do like an estimate over the phone, those are the only times you would be charged for the lead. If it's anything
okay.
other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, right? Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you
and
have to
do. And you have a way of determining that by this tracking, I guess, the unqualified.
Correct. It'll be
okay.
a different tracking, though. That way we don't mix them up. So what will happen is on Google Guaranteed, every company that qualifies for it, it's
mm-hmm.
not going to be your phone number or even your call tracking number. It's going to be a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. Okay.
Okay.
And it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. Now, those calls will be monitored by like a Google bot, so like an AI, super high tech,
mm-hmm.
right, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So it's
wow.
nothing you have to do on your end. Yeah.
Man, you got this down to a science. Good grief.
Yeah, that platform, it's amazing. And it's new, too. It's only been around about 2 years now, so a lot of companies don't even know about it, you know? Yeah.
Okay. So what are we looking at to do some of that?
Yeah, so let's pull up the lead fees now, and then I'll check the requirements with you, too, okay? You know, one quick
okay.
second. All right. So roofing vertical.
And that's interesting.
Okay. So for this area, the cost per qualified lead, it's $53.33 per qualified lead for the roofing vertical.
Okay. Okay. Now, when you say the roofing vertical, and then how often does the $53.33 apply? I mean, how regular?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is you're going to have a – first off, to answer your question about the roofing vertical, that just means like category. So you're going to have subcategories in roofing itself. So, for example, they sent me a new sheet of this too, so let me just pull it up real fast. Roofing. Here it is. Sorry, I'm used to the old one. So, okay. So you're going to have on there roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair. There's attic venting too. Gutter installation, gutter repair.
Hey, attic, what did you say?
It says attic venting is what's on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even like skylight installation, skylight repair, storm wind damage roof repair, and then other. So you don't have to turn all of those on, right? Like if you don't do skylight installation, obviously you would just
there
turn that off, you know?
You already knew about that one.
Yeah,
that's good. But no, I wouldn't want that one. I'm just saying, those get trouble sometimes. So, yeah.
Right, right. Or even like the attic venting, right? If you could right. just turn on like roof inspections, roof installation, roof repair, storm damage, roof repair, like whichever subcategories you want, right? Now, the way Google Guaranteed works is if a call comes through and it's not a service you provide, right? Like you get a skylight installation call. The AI will pick that up, so you're automatically not charged for those leads.
Okay.
Now,
y'all really have it down, don't you? My goodness.
It's amazing. Yeah, this platform is the business. Now, the 5333, to answer your question when that's charged, so Google is going to require a minimum budget, right? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, and you could always pause your leads at any time, okay? The minimum I'm required to tell you about for the 13 leads, that's at $696.
Okay.
Now, the way that budget works, too, is it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads. You schedule an estimate with each lead, right? The following month, you'll be charged $696 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month, okay? The following month, you're not charged $696, you're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $53.33.
Okay.
Now, whatever lead budget you charge to, we do not, or whatever lead budget you set, I mean, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. Okay. And I'll let you know what that entails. So for your vertical and area, it shows me it's not requiring a specific licensing, but it does require insurance. So is the company currently insured?
Yes and no. Okay. So I use sub. They have certificates. And, what kind of insurance are we referring to?
Limited liability.
I got that. Yeah. I cover that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So they don't care about workman's comp or any of that.
Okay.
It's just liability insurance.
What
they're going to require is an Accord document from your insurance company. All insurance providers provide it, so if you don't have it, all you have to do is ask them for that Accord, and they'll send it directly to you, you know?
Okay.
So company does have liability insurance, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you're good there. The other thing is they do require...
I think I'm up to $1 million on it. That's the thing I think I remember, it's like up to $1 million. Well, I mean, hey, if you mess up somebody's bushes, it ain't gonna be $1 million, is it? I mean, come on.
No, I don't think so. But you know, Google Guarantees requirements always way lower than what you guys have. It's like 250,000. So, yeah, you're $1 million, you're golden for sure.
Yeah.
But what's it called? They also require a background check.
Okay.
So they go off the past 7 years. They're looking for any felonies, right? Or any lawsuits against the business. So would that
be
fine?
Okay. I should be good.
Perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
No, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right up front, man. I think they just took down the poster with my face on it at the post office.
Oh, man. Really? You mean serious? Or? Oh, okay. I get gullible, man. I was like, oh, no.
I'm messing. You had to laugh, man.
Yeah, for sure. So background check will be good. You're insured, so you do qualify for this platform, you know. So that application process, too, what we send in writing is it can take 4 to 8 weeks. But I'm actually the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking like day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically.
Okay.
Now, they do charge, so Google Guaranteed requires a one-time application fee. This is to, do your background check, submit the insurance to get you qualified for the Google Guaranteed section. this isn't a renewal fee. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The
so
one time $250 is just like a setup type thing.
Correct. Correct. And that's for a lifetime. So even if you move locations in the future, or if you add somebody on, right, or whatever the case, you only pay that fee one time. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, pretty cool. Yeah.
So,
Caesar messaged me. So he's grabbing one of our customer service agents too. So I should have them with you in just 1 second, okay? But in the meantime, while we're still waiting on that, I'm going to go ahead and send you everything we just went over via email in writing, okay? Just give me one quick sec here. All right, so it's going to be titled Google Guaranteed. And I'm going to reply to that email, Scott, with your vertical. Again, just means category, your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical, too. That way you have them in writing, okay?
All right. Now, let me back you up a second because I'm not ready. I'm not ready to do this at the present, so I don't know how, you know, big of a hurry this is. I'm going to need, you know, a little bit of time. I'm going to actually – man, you're going to get me so busy, my son's going to quit college and move back home and help me run leads. That's what's going to happen here.
There you go, brother. This program, though, Google Guaranteed can really do it. Like it. So one of the other key benefits is you could show up anywhere that you want to target as long as you're, like, insured and or licensed for those areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you do the background check, I'm not really worried about it, but when you do it, I'm just interested. How do you do that? What all does that entail?
Google has two entities that do it that are trusted. One is Evident. The other is Pinkerton. So they'll be performing the background check. If it's Pinkerton that performs the background check, it will require like social security number, your driver's license, your date of birth, like all the normal stuff for a background check.
Okay.
If Evident does the background check, right, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license too. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So that's pretty much, they're just looking for felonies and things like that, pretty much, it sounds like.
The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's like guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So that's why to get you up there, you have to go through the background check, the insurance submission, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, I understand because you're going out in the public and doing stuff for people. Well, the other thing is this insurance, is it just a certificate you would need to show the liability coverage and la-di-da-di-da? Can I just do all this in a scan? Or how would I get all this back to you, I guess? I mean, what would I do?
So when you're ready, right, the first thing that will happen, okay, is after the application fee is submitted, you're going to be automatically sent an application via text message and via email. What I'll do, though, so you could kind of get like a head start on it, is I'll send you in that email I just sent an example of what the insurance document needed is. Okay?
Okay.
So it'll say Accord in the top left-hand corner, right, certificate of liability insurance. This is exactly what Google is going to need. Ignore the amounts on there. This is just a sample. So you don't need the exact specific amount that it shows on there. Okay?
Now, what are you talking about, amount? Oh, you mean
the amount of insurance. Yeah.
I got
so,
okay.
Like, I've had clients ask me that before, like, hey, on the sample it says, what does it say? Oh, it says $1 million. So I've had clients that have, like, $500,000, and they're like, hey, do I need to get it to $1 million? No, you don't. Yeah. It's just, that's just the sample that we send. So that's all I was explaining. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Now let me go over this with you one more time on the pricing. So it's $690. What did you tell me it was a year?
$696 for 13 leads. Yes, sir.
Okay, for 13 leads. Now, Does that mean, Daniel, that it would be either in that year before the 13 or in a year's time up to 13 and they stop it at that? Or how does that work?
The 13 is for a month. Yeah, the 13 is for a month's time. So let's say you get overwhelmed, right? You take on two leads, you book them both, and you're just booked out, right? What you're going to want to do is pause your leads until you're ready to take work on again, right?
And
what will happen?
How hard is this to pause?
That little chat box that you saw, you can pause it from there. You could also email, text, or call to pause your leads as well.
Okay, next question. So when I pause them, does the 696 carry on?
It does.
Even
though
I'm paused?
Correct.
Even though I'm paused.
You won't be charged the 696. It'll roll to the next month. So let's say you paused your leads after taking zero leads. The next month you're charged $0 because you took on zero leads. Yeah.
I got it. Okay. So I see how this works. Yeah, man, y'all got this down to a science, don't you? Because you're always looking for a catch anymore with something. Yeah, and this doesn't sound like too catchy. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, and then the 5333 we talked about, that was for, what was that?
That's per lead. So that's how they get that 696 number. It's basically 5333 times 13.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I just now caught that. Okay.
Right.
I see it now. Okay. So that's per lead.
Yes, sir.
Not bad. That's not bad
for
a
qualified lead.
Lead.
Yes. You have to schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, the AI will pick that up as well.
Gosh, that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It is that you can do that and qualify them and all that. That's kind of interesting.
Right.
All right. So So you're emailing all this to me, and then what I have a question about what I've previously got, the fee I'm paying just to be affiliated with Local Splash. It's like, are you able to answer those questions also?
Yeah,
Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Can, for sure.
Okay, so my question, I think it's $259 per month? Or
$249. Yes,
$249 a month, okay. And so do you know when that comes out each month?
Yes, sir. It'll be the 21st of each month.
The 21st of each month. Okay.
Correct.
I just wondered, and do you happen to know how many months I've paid you guys for so far?
You've been with us. It shows me 7 weeks. So let me see how many payments there's been. There's been a total of 2 payments so far.
Okay. You guys are straight. I had one guy that liked to charge you before you ever did anything, and I got way ahead, and I had canceled with them to get with you, and I don't know, it was a rigmarole. But anyway, I got my money back because I had it written writing. I had emailed him. But, yeah, it was good. But, you know, and I just didn't know. So I've only been with you 7 weeks.
Yeah, 7 weeks. Your start date was, let's see, July 21st. And that's why your billing's on the 21st of each month. It's always the day that you started.
Wow. They really are good with their stuff here. I tell you, I'm impressed with you guys. Okay. Well, let me you give me plenty here. Is there more here that I need to know today to do this other? If I decide to do this, I'll have it in an email. Daniel, and I got your contact info.
Yeah. So when you're ready to start the application process, all you need to do is call me. And what I'll do is I'll get your the email and the text sent to you for the application. You'll have an onboarding appointment scheduled for Google Guaranteed. This is with an actual technician that will be managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to make sure that the application was submitted correctly. So all you got to do is call me and I'll take it from there. I'll get everything sent over and get your client interview scheduled too, you know.
All right. So this 877 and then your extension 711, that's all I need. Okay.
I'm really active in my accounts too. So if you ever have questions on like the base program too, feel free to call me And if I need to grab a technician, I will. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the ball too. Everybody there, I don't know, man. Maybe I need to come to work with you guys because everybody there's in such a good attitude. And they must pay you guys good, man.
I was telling
my wife the other day, we go grocery shopping all the time at either Walmart or Food Lion or Aldi, you know, and I said, you know, you can save a lot of money at Aldi, but it sure does make a difference in attitude when you go to Harris Teeter. So
thank you. Thank you.
You know, I mean, Harris Teeter, everybody there is happy, you know, and they're just always eager to give you that customer service you're looking for. But it's hard to find. I mean, really, anymore. It's
important. Before I did SEO, I had a customer service background too, you know, so it's so important, you know, like, and one of our main focuses here is client retention, you know, so it's, you know, it's a great company for sure. But, I'm going to do too, I'm going to send you a text message. You know, you said amazing words about us, and I know this to be true about our company. But I'm going to send you a text with a link. If you want to leave a Google review for us too, we would appreciate it, you know.
Okay, man. Yeah, I'll do that.
You know how important those are, you know.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'll leave you one, and how about you leaving me one, Daniel?
I got you, brother. I'll do it right now.
Did you do that? Okay.
I can.
I'm sure
I'll do it for my personal account, though, okay? That way,
you know what, man?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, man, you're the kind of guy, you always want these kind of people on your side. These guys are dangerous anymore. They can hurt you. You know, I'm telling you, man, you can really do some damage if you wanted to. But thank you so much for going over everything with me. This is a good little thing you're offering here. It sounds like since they're qualified and they're guaranteed, and I mean, golly, Pete, I don't see any point in me trying to do anything else. It sounds like y'all pretty much got the full motion.
Oh, yeah. It's like a one-stop shop. Yeah, 100%.
And that's what you want. You don't want a bunch of – I got Angie's List calling. I got Yelp calling. I got all these guys calling me, and it's nickel and diming stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By the time you do all that nickel and dime, you could have just done this and been done with it and one stop, you know. You're a one-stop shop. That's what you guys are. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100%.
We were talking a minute ago, though, about this other thing, and you were going to get me a chat from someone.
Oh, I am. So Sean told me he's going to call you in 2 minutes. It should be any second now because he sent that to me 2 minutes ago. Yeah.
Okay.
And Sean works on the customer support side, so he'll be the one to, if we can clear those tracking numbers, like the – not clear the tracking number, but clear, like, the old recordings, he'd be the one that'd be able to do that, and he could go over the Google post as well with you.
Okay, that's what I'm wanting to know about. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your help, and I'm going to clear the line for this guy, unless you're staying on here with us. I don't know.
No, you're good. He'll call. I'll make sure I'll get that review on here, too, for you, Sky. I just got to sign into my regular account, okay?
Okay, man. Thank you so much. Oh, I don't know. If I would have any questions, I got all your contacts, so I'm good.
Just call me directly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And if I got to grab a tech for the base program, I can always do that for you too. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, man, for your time today. And appreciate it.
All right. Perfect. Have a great rest of your day, Scott. Bye.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.